Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Converge Technology Solutions AGM conference call. If at any time during this call you need assistance, please press star zero for the operator. This call is being recorded on Thursday, June 23rd. I would now like to turn the conference call over to Converge's chairman, Thomas Volk. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to this annual general meeting of the holders of common shares of Converge Technology Solutions Corporation. My name is Thomas Volk, and I am the chairman of Converge Technology Solutions Corporation. This meeting of Converge shareholders is called pursuant to the notice of meeting dated on May 19, 2022. This year, we continue to exercise precautionary measures surrounding COVID-19 and in order to mitigate risk to the health and safety of our communities, shareholders, employees, and other stakeholders, the company has decided to host our AGM as a completely virtual meeting via teleconference. So the people who will be speaking today are not all in the same physical location. For this reason, I may pause from time to time to allow coordination from the different locations. I will also pause at certain points during the meeting to provide an opportunity for you to vote. Following the formal portion of the meeting, there will be a management presentation and a question and answer period. The materials for the presentation can be viewed live at the Adobe link provided in the Management Information Circular. As in past years, we expect that the vast majority of all votes have been cast in advance of the meeting by proxy. That said, registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders will be allowed to vote via teleconference at this meeting in accordance with the instructions to be provided. I will preside as chair of the meeting, and with the consent of the meeting, I hereby appoint Matt Smith to act as secretary of the meeting. Computershare Investor Services Incorporation is the transfer agent for Converge and is represented today by Marissa Beintema. With the consent of the meeting, I hereby appoint Marissa Beintema of Computershare to act as scrutineer for this meeting. The scrutineer will report on the shareholders present and represented by proxy at the meeting and compute the votes received. The secretary has advised me that the notice of meeting calling this meeting together with the management information circular describing the business of the meeting and the form of proxy were sent to each shareholder of Converge on May 19, 2022. Accordingly, with the consent of the meeting, I will dispense with reading the notice of meeting. As this is a virtual-only meeting conducted via teleconference, a roll call has now been taken and all participants have been registered electronically. In accordance with the Canada Business Corporations Act, registered shareholders and proxy holders present by teleconference are deemed to be present at the meeting. Only registered shareholders and proxy appointees present at the meeting shall be entitled to vote on matters put forth before the meeting. The scrutineer has provided me with the preliminary report regarding shareholders' attendance at the meeting. The scrutineer's report shows that there are 305 holders of shares present or represented by proxy at this meeting, who hold in aggregate approximately 110,043,221 of the outstanding shares, which represents approximately 51.21% of the outstanding shares of Converge entitled to vote at this meeting. We thank our shareholders for their attendance during the meeting. I declare that the requisite quorum is present, and I declare the meeting to be properly called and constituted for the transaction of business as set out in the notice of meeting. I direct the affidavit of mailing received from Computershare Investor Services Incorporation and the scrutineer's report on attendance be annexed to the minutes of the meeting. To ensure that each of the votes is appropriately recorded, all matters being voted on at this meeting will be put to the meeting by way of electronic poll. The operator will provide instructions on how to vote before each electronic poll is taken. Votes will be counted and each shareholder and proxy holder will be entitled to one vote for each share held by such shareholder or represented by proxy. As a reminder, If you have voted your shares prior to the meeting, please do not vote again. Further, in order to expedite the meeting, I have requested that Matt Smith move the formal motions and will therefore call on him at the appropriate time. The audited financial statements of Converge and the auditor's report thereon for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2021 were sent to the shareholders that requested such documents and are available under Converge's profile at www.sedar.com. The next item of business is the election of directors to serve from the close of this meeting until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed, unless such office is earlier vacated in accordance with Converge's bylaws. Converge has received consents in writing from each of the following nominees of management: Sean Main, Thomas Volk, Brian Phillips, Nathan Chan, Ralph Garcia, Darlene Kelly, and Tony Reno. Further information regarding these directors is contained in the Management Information Circular provided in connection with this meeting. Under Converge's advance notice policy, shareholder nominations for director must be made not less than 30 days prior to the date of the annual meeting of shareholders. The Secretary has informed me that no further nominations of directors were made in accordance with Converge's advance notice policy. As there are no further nominations, I declare nominations closed. May I have a motion that the aforementioned seven nominees of management be elected as directors of Converge Technology Solution Corporations to serve from the close of this meeting until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders of Converge or until their successors are elected or appointed, unless such office is earlier vacated in accordance with Converge's bylaws.
My name is Matt Smith, and I so move.
We will now turn the call over to the operator to conduct the voting by electronic poll.
We will now conduct the first poll. Please note that you may only vote if you are a registered shareholder or a duly appointed proxy holder. If you have previously submitted a completed proxy or voting instruction form, you will have already voted in respect of this motion. And we remind you to please not vote again. One moment for your first poll. Regarding the election of Sean Main, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This vote is now closed. One moment for the next poll. Regarding the election of Thomas Volk, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This vote is now closed. One moment for the next vote. Regarding the election of Brian Phillips, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This poll is now closed. One moment for your next poll. Regarding the election of Nathan Chan, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This vote is now closed. One moment for your next poll. Regarding the election of Darlene Kelly, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This poll is now closed. One moment for your next poll. Regarding the election of Tony Reno, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. This poll is now closed.
We confirm that the vote has been carried.
I now declare that the following 7 persons, having received the greatest number of votes, are hereby declared elected as directors of Converge to serve from the close of this meeting until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders of Converge, or until their successors are elected or appointed, unless such office is earlier vacated in accordance with Converge's bylaws. Sean Main, Thomas Volk, Brian Phillips, Ralph Garcia, Nathan Chan, Darlene Kelly, and Tony Reno. We will now proceed with the appointment of the auditors of Converge. May I have a motion that Ernst & Young LLP be appointed as auditors of Converge to serve until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders of Converge, or until its successor is duly appointed at such remuneration as may be fixed by the Board of Directors, and the directors are authorized to fix such remuneration.
My name is Matt Smith, and I so move.
We will now turn the call over to the operator to conduct the voting by electronic poll.
We will now conduct the second poll. Please note that you may only vote if you are a registered shareholder or their duly appointed proxy holder. If you have previously submitted a completed proxy or voting instruction form, you will have already voted in respect to the motion, and we will remind you to please not vote again. One moment while we set up the poll. Regarding the appointment of the Converge auditors, please press star 1 to vote for or star 2 to withhold. The vote is now closed.
We confirm that the vote has been carried.
I declare the motion for the appointment and remuneration of the auditor carried. In a moment, I will turn the call over to the operator to open the lines regarding any other formal business that anyone present wishes to bring to the attention of the meeting. Operator, can you please ask the audience to queue up if they wish to discuss any outstanding matters?
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by while we set up the Q&A period. At this time, if anyone has any additional formal business to discuss, please press star 1 on your keypad. We will hold for the next 15 seconds. We are not getting anyone queuing up to speak at this moment.
We are not. Okay. If there is no further business to be brought, before the meeting, I declare that the formal portion of the meeting is terminated. If any shareholder is interested in the exact number of votes cast in favor of or against each of the items of business considered at this meeting, he or she may obtain particulars on inquiry from the secretary of the meeting. I direct that the scrutineer's report as to voting on each item be annexed to the meeting minutes as a schedule. I would now like to turn the floor to Converge's CEO, Sean Main, to provide a brief corporate update on the 2021 fiscal year. Please note that you may view the presentation material live via the Adobe link provided in the Management Information Circular. Furthermore, the material is attainable on the Converge website at convergetp.com/investor-relations under upcoming events. Over to Sean.
Thank you, Thomas. So to remind people, Converge's 2021 financials were that we had $1.5 billion of net revenue and $94 million of adjusted EBITDA. Through organic and inorganic growth, this has resulted in an industry-leading 49% three-year compound annual growth rate for revenue and 79% three-year compound annual growth rate for adjusted EBITDA. If you include all the companies that we acquired, their revenue from January 1st to December 31st, the amount that we invoiced to our customers was $2.3 billion. This is an increase of 9.6% organically year on year. The rest of the growth was done through acquisition. Also, as the IT services space is a very cash generative space, our adjusted free cash flow was $78 million, which was 83% of our adjusted EBITDA. During 2021, Converge dramatically strengthened its balance sheet with three financings totaling $518 million. In January of 2021, we raised $86.5 million at $485. In July, we raised $172.5 million at $750. And in September, we raised $259 million at $1055. These proceeds were to fund, both strengthen our balance sheet and to fund our acquisition strategy both last year and this year. In 2021, the nine acquisitions we made represented $733.7 million of gross revenue, and they represented $47.2 million in historical adjusted EBITDA. We expanded into Europe with our first European acquisition with RedNet. We strengthened our services practices through acquisitions of LPA and Carpe Datum, and we also provided acquisitions for Portage in the form of Open. So I'm very proud to say that our fantastic management team has done an amazing job of going through my original three-phase plan that I've been presenting to our shareholders since 2017. And last year we completed our goal of hitting $2 billion of annual revenue and $100 million of adjusted EBITDA. Last year we then presented our new plan of by the end of 2025, hitting at least $5 billion of revenue and $500 million of adjusted EBITDA. in this strategy supported by $1 billion of acquisition revenue growth per year in 22, 23, and 24. So that provides a brief summary of our 2021. I'll now hand the floor back to Thomas Wolf to entertain questions.
Thank you, Sean. Now we would be pleased to answer any questions that you may have relating to the 2021 fiscal year. We kindly ask that you limit your questions to topics relating to today's subject matter and keep questions short and to the point. Questions which were already answered or that are redundant or repetitive will not be addressed. We will answer as many questions as time permits.
If you have a question, please press star followed by one now. We will now give attendees a moment to join the question queue. There are no questions at this time.
Thank you. So if there are no questions, then that is all for today. I would like to thank you for participating in the business of the meeting and for your interest in the company. And herewith, I am closing the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.